This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Masechet Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. Today we're learning Daf Chaf Dalid, Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph said that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds there's something called Nidrei Zrizin, where you can make an eder just to motivate someone to come to your house to eat, even though you really don't mean it. And the Gemara found a case where even if there's a reason to say the guy's serious because he doesn't want to be just benefiting from someone else without giving them anything, he doesn't want to be like a dog, still we say that it's Nidrei's reason. And there's a question, do the Chachamim argue on him? Do the Chachamim argue and say that it is, in fact, a serious nether? Last week came out, it seems like the Chachamim did argue, and we want to know, ultimately, my Haviyala. That's what we're up to. My Haviyala. So what's the upshot? In other words, who do we paskin like? Tashma, come in here, Damar Rav Huna, Halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Rav Huna said Halach is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, V'chein Amar, Rav Ada bar Ava, Halach Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So too, Rav Ada bar Ava said, the Halach is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Now, does that mean the Chachamim argue? Or whether they argue or not, it doesn't matter. The halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The neder is not chal, that it's a nidrei's reason. Or do we say, if they say the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that implies that the Chachamim argue with it. Okay. So, the Gemara continue. Let's see the Ran. Says the Ran, Tashma de Amar Rav Huna, halacha Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kalaimar, de have a yediyo lehud Rav Huna, Afilu b'kamaisa kava hilchasa k'Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Huna knew that even in the first case means where the guy takes an eder, where he says, either come to my house, or I answer you in Hana. So, even in that case, halachas like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, even though in that case, there's no reason to assume that he is serious, the halach is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that it's not an eder. Meaning, apparently, that Rav Huna knew that the Chachamim argue even in the first case, and in that case, the halach is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Eloi, otherwise, my mucham is Rav Huna. How can we prove from Rav Huna the pligi rabbanon? That the rabbis argue even in that case, Dilma Abbas Raisahu, the Pasuk Chachasal Kavase. Maybe they only argue on him. Maybe they only held the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in the latter case. So it must be that Rav Huna knew. In other words, Rav Huna must have known that the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov even in the first case where there's a svara to say that he's not serious, and maybe the halacha should be like the chachamim. In other words, maybe the chachamim would be moider there, that it's a nidrei's reason. Otherwise, how can we see from Rav Huna that the rabbanon argue in that case? Maybe Rav Huna's only paskening like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in the latter case. And because in that case, the Chachamim argue, and in the first case, everyone agrees. Kach pirshu rabbeisai. That's how my rabbeim understand this Gemara. V'nei rabbeinai, but it would seem maya she'ein tzorech lekach. We don't need this. Elamei kara, rather in the beginning, ki iboi, when we asked, yipligi rabban alei elav, do the rabbis argue or not? Lameka makushta demosahi. We're trying to establish the truth of the matter. To be inan, we're asking, that's what we're trying to do. De'i pligi alei, if they argue, efshadolai kaimon kavase, maybe we don't hold like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, de'yachad v'rabim halach karabim. U'kidemaskinon bebayin, and like we conclude in our question. Imtim soleimar pligi, and if they do argue, hilchasa kavase, oiles hilchasa kavase. Aval hashta de mikvah Rav Huna hilchasa kavase, now that Rav Huna establishes a halacha like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, v'mayda aflig rabbanan alei, in that which the rabbanan argue, afilim timsalem da abraisa kai, even if it's going on the braisa, maybe really Rav Huna was going on the second case. And in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan agree, loy nafkalan minu midi. It would be academic. In other words, the first pshat of the Ran is, we happen to know that Rav Huna was talking about the first case, the Chachamim argue, and he goes like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. The second pshat in the Ran is, we don't know that Rav Huna is talking about the first case. Maybe he's talking about the second case. So what are you going to say? If he holds like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov in the second case, even where there's a svara to say the guy's nether was serious, then for sure he would say that the nether is not chal in the first case. Maybe you'll say the Chachamim would agree in that case. Great! Then for sure the halacha is like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. In other words, we actually don't know. In the Ran's second pshat, we don't know if the Chachamim argue. But it's irrelevant, because if they don't argue, then certainly the halacha is like that position. Ordinarily, another way to say this is the kivan de amar Rav Huna stama halacha Rav Lezer. Since Rav Huna said halacha like Rav Lezer, and he didn't explain what case he's talking about, mashma damas nisen kai, he must be going on the Mishnah. Sha Mishnah he says shigura b'piyakov leya braisa. If he said the halacha is like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, then he and without explaining what case he's talking about, he was probably referring to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is something that everybody knows. People don't know the braisa necessarily. Okay, Zuck the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about exaggerated nedarim. Nedarim which are hyperbole. And are they chal, are they not chal? Nidrei havoi. Nedarim of exaggeration. Amar koinam, somebody says I make a neder. Let's say I aser, such and such. Im lo yiro isi b'darcha zeh ko'el mitzvah. If I didn't see on this path those who went up to Mitzrayim. Those who went up to Mitzrayim. Meaning he is making a nether, this and this should be aser to me if I didn't see 600,000 people. Or im loy ro'isi nachash kekaris beis habad, if I didn't see a snake like the beam of the press of an olive. Now, we're gonna see that there's a certain description of a snake that the person is trying to say, I saw a snake that looks like the beam of the olive press. We're going to see in the Ran, that these two cases are two totally separate types of cases. Each one is teaching a different point. Says the Ran, Nidrei Havoi, Amar Koinam, the guy makes an Adam, Loi Ro Isi B'dar Chazef, I didn't see on this path, Ko'ele Mitzrayim, like the amount of Jews who went up from Mitzrayim. So this is Mamish Davar Yafa B'Itai, right? We're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's pretty amazing. Here we have a Mishnah of Ka'ele Mitzrayim. Im loy ro'isi nachash, if I didn't see a snake, k'kairas beis habad, like the beam of an olive press. Nearly the Tana trei gavni nakat. The Tana taught two different cases. Chad de shayach be'guzma, one that an exaggeration is possible. Dahainu Ka'ele Mitzrayim. That is like those who went up from Mitzrayim. The Ovid Inish, the Chichazi, in Shituva, it's usual when somebody sees a lot of people, Gazam, he exaggerates, Amar Ka'ele Mitzrayim. How many people at the Chasana? I don't know, maybe a million. There were a million people at the Chasana. There were a million people there. How many people were at the pizza store, Matzah Shabbos? There were 2 million people online. 2 million Mishugayim who are waiting for pizza on Matzah Shabbos. The Amar Ka'ele Mitzrayim, the Chad, the second case, Loi Shaykh Beguzin, it's not Shaykh in exaggeration, the Hainu Nachash Kakar Sabad. Why? The Kivan de Mefreshin, Megamar, since Gemara explains, the Loi Nachash Gado Kamar, he doesn't mean a big snake, Ela Taraf. What he means is, when he says Kakar's Beis Habad, it's like it has protrusions, it has ridges like a snake. A snake, loy shayich lameimar derech guzma, tarav kakaris beis habad, shein shum nachash tarav klal. No snake has ridges. So there an exaggeration is not possible. Vashmino tana, the tana teaches, the chitola iser peirois b'chad mehani nidroi, b'chad mehani, the tana is teaching that if he hinges and conditions the iser peirois on one of these nedarim, batal. Nedare batal, neder is batal. V'chol chad, v'chad, taime l'chad. Each one has a separate reason. D'chi amar, koinam alai peirois. If he says, I asked for fruits, imlai ro'isi b'darach hazai kol mitzrayim, if I didn't see on this road the amount of people who left Egypt, b'din hu d'loi l'tzru alai. Really, he should not be asur in the fruits. D'kushta kamar. Because he's saying the truth. If he says, if I didn't see the number, if I didn't see on this road the amount of people commensurate with those who left Egypt, I asur these fruits. We should say he's not asur because he didn't. Because he saw this amount of people. Why? Kivan Shara Amrav. He saw a lot of people. And that's how people talk. When people see 17 people, they call it 600,000 people. The Ovid Inish, the Gazan B'chihagana, people are tend to exaggerate in such a scenario. V'chi Amar, and when he said him, Loi Ro'isi Nachash, Kukarsa. So that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number one is if a guy says, I asked her bananas on me, if I didn't see 600,000 people, he's mutter to eat the bananas. Because in his mind, he saw 600,000 people. That's how people talk. V'chi Amar, and when he says, Im Loi Ro'isi Nachash, Kukars Beis Habad, when he says, if I didn't see a snake like the press of an olive, Nami HaPiros Mutarim. The pears are also mutter. Why? Mitam Achrina, for a different reason. Da'afa gav devadei shikra kamar, even though he's definitely lying, Da'afilu b'derech guzmol eshech le'emarachi, because one would not even exaggerate this way. It's like saying, you know, I asked for all the fruits on me, if I didn't see a tiger that flew in the air like a Boeing 747. So it's not even possible to exaggerate. Tigers don't fly. So nevertheless, afilu achi appears mutarin, the fruits are mutar, ay, but he didn't see the snake like a olive press. Mishum da amdinan leila daite, because we evaluate his mind, shalo lesser appears niskavin. When he said, I asked her the fruits, if I didn't see this snake, he never meant to ask her the fruits. Because if he meant to ask her fruits, you know what he would have said? I make a nether to ask her fruits. The fact that he hinged it on some ridiculous thing, Shem Kein Lo Hayo Lo Lit Lo Yisuri B'Tanai, why would he hinge it on a Tanai? Elo Hayo Lo Asur Ma Lo B'Mukhla, he should have just definitively asered on him. Sharei Af Kishe Hisna B'Chiyotze B'Zeh, even if he made a Tanai similar to this, Ein Le Tanai Inyan, this Tanai is meaningless. Sha'adavar Bar, it is absolutely clear, Shloi Ra Nachash G'zeh, he never saw a snake like this. She'ein Bein basically, there's no difference between someone who aser stam and someone who makes a neder hinged on something ridiculous. Meaning, that's like the guy saying, you know, if the sun didn't do a somersault, all the fruits in the world are aser to me. Now, the sun can't do a somersault. So basically what he's saying is that he wants to aser fruits. So then just say that straight. Just say, I want to ask her fruits. But he didn't say that. So it must be, what was his intention? Elavade, Aminu Shloi Lesser Perezba. He didn't come to ask her fruits. Eloloimer Divrei Havai. The guy is just trolling, as they say. You know, he's just, that's a modern word, right? Everybody knows he's just faking, you know. He's just fooling around. He's saying, you know, yeah, I saw a red bunny rabbit, you know, doing somersaults. If you don't believe me, I asked her all the fruits in the world. We know the guy's lying. If he wanted to ask her fruits, he would have just said straight, I asked her fruits on me. So these are two categories of Nidrei Havai. Number one, where his exaggeration is the way people talk. And number two is, what he said is so ridiculous that we know he doesn't mean it. The Gemara continues, Tana Nidrei Havai Mutarin. The Braisa says, exaggerate Nidarim are Mutar. Shavuos Havai Asurin. Shavuos that are ridiculous are Asur. Now, why are Shavuos Havai Asur? Because Shavuos are more Chamor. Shavuos are more Chamor. Now, something very interesting. Mm-hmm. So even though our gersa is Nidrei Havai Mutar and Shvus Havai Asurin, the Ran has a different gersa. Take a look in the Ran. The Ran's gersa is just like Nidrei Havai are Mutar, Shvus Havai are also Mutar. Says the Ran, Kolaymer Shah Pirois Mutarin, the fruits are Mutar. If somebody swears that they Asur fruits, if they didn't see Ka'olei Mitzrayim or Nachash Kekars Be'esabad, the fruits are mutter. Mishum Ahu Taima, the Parishim Asnisin, for the very same reason we explained in the Mishnah. Now, that's talking about case A. Case A was where he swore on something that the exaggeration was possible. He said, I swore I saw Ki'oitse Mitzrayim. Now, he only saw 25 people, but that's how people talk. But if he says he saw a flying camel, and he swore to that, that might be different. Something that in exaggeration is not shaykh. Could go in gamal perech ba'aver like a flying camel. V'nachash kekars be'sabad. Ki toli iser peres alayu, loki mishum shvua shav. Even though the shvua is not chal, but we're going to give him malchus for swearing falsely, for swearing in vain. So he's not bound by the shvua, but it's a shvua in vain. He's obviously not trying to aser fruits. Then he would just sort of aser fruits. He would have sworn he doesn't eat fruits. He obviously said the shvua in vain. To say shara davar zeh. V'hainu masnisin. The shvuais, the tanan hasam. This is a mission shvuais. We learned over there. The chihai gavna. In such a case, loike mishum shvua shav. He would get malchus for shvua shav. Masha inkein bin adarim. There's no such thing as nidrei shav. You don't get malchus for making a neder in vain. So that's how the Ran learns this Gemara. The same way nidrei havai ar nachal, shvuais havai ar nachal. But in the case of an obvious exaggeration, which is meaningless, you'll still get malchus. Again, our gersa is shvuas havai is aser. Taka, you would be aser to the fruits. The Ran learns, no, you're mutter, but you get malchus for shvuas shav. So the Gemara asks, hechidami, what's the case of shvuas havai? Ilema, if it's where he says, the amar shvua, I swear. Imloi ro'isi b'darach hazeh, I swear, if I didn't see on this road. Basically he said, I swear if I didn't see on this road the number of people left Mitzrayim. Midam kamar. Is he saying anything? Is he saying midi? That's a meaningless thing. What do you mean? A shvua if I didn't see. What do you mean? I swear if. You swear what? What do you swear? You swear that you didn't say what you're not going to do. So it's meaningless. So Amar Abayi said, Amar Shvua Shera Isi. I swore that I saw. Let's see the Ran. Umakshin on Hechidami Shvuas Havai. Inema the Amar Imloi Isi Bedar Chazak Ali Mitzrayim. I swear if I didn't say on the Sun, Midam Kamar. Hariyatza Shvua La Sheker. The shvua is false. His words have no meaning. Ulashaker, the Ran's gear says ulashaker. Ulashaker lav davka. Ulashaker is not davka. Ela kolaymer leloy davar. It's meaningless. Kedachsiv kra, like the pasuk says, ach lashaker shamarti. Sheker here means meaningless, not false. So therefore, Abayi says the case is, he says, I swore that I saw. Okay, now, so let's see what this means. V'nira be'enai, says Iran, in my opinion, desvir leila Abayi, Abayi holds, lefum ukimte, according to this ukimta, dechik tani kach shvuas havai mutars, when we taught shvuas havai is mutter, lav akulu gavni demasnisen, because it's not going on all the cases of the Mishnah, something that a guzma is a exaggeration is not shayach, you can't say the shvua is mutter, because like we said, the shvua shav havai, it's a shvua in vain. So when we say it's mutter, and don't say, well, mutter means you're allowed to eat the fruits. Okay, so when Abaye said that Shvuas, when the Gemara said originally that Shvuas Havai are mutter, it can't be going on the case where an exaggeration is not possible, because you can't say the Shvuas mutter because it's a Shvu in vain. And don't say v'lekelam emer kamakam peres mutar, so you can't say the fruits are mutter. Da Abaye loy bimasna be'iser peres mukumla. Abaye is not even referring to where the guy asered the fruits. Abaye says the case is Shvuah Sharaisi. I swore that I saw it. And we're saying that it's mutter. El Abaye hachi katani. Kishem shenidrei Abaye mutarin. Just like a neder that is an exaggeration of mutter, kach shvuah savai, so too a shvuah of exaggeration, shalguzma mutaris. Don't say, well, maybe a shvuah is more chamor, so an exaggerated shvuah is usur. And when you swear, I swear that I saw this amount, then it's considered a shvuah shav. No, we know that what you mean, you're just exaggerating. Don't say you're davka making shvuah. It's not true. Ela ovid inish de gazim b'shvuas. People exaggerate even by shvuas. Ki hechi de gazi b'nadarim. Just like they exaggerate by nadarim. So the way the Ran learns this Gemara, the Gemara's original statement is nidrei havai mutarim, shvuas havai are also mutarim. Abaye says the case is where the guy says stam a shvua that I saw this amount of people. Abaye is definitely not talking about all the cases of the Mishnah. In a case where a guzma is not shayich, you can't say the shvuah is mutter. You'll get malchus for shvuah shav, because we can't interpret your words as a guzma, because there is no such snake like that. And when he says, and don't say it means the fruits are mutter, because Abaye is not even talking about in a serperos. What Abaye is talking about is when you swear about something that it's possible to understand your words, that you're exaggerating, that is not a shvuah shav. You might think that since a shvuah is chamor, you can't do that, and it's a shvuah shav. No, we don't say that by shvuah shav. That's how Abaye learns the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava, Imkein Lamali Lameimar. Rava says, then what's it teaching me? What's the chiddush? See the Ran. Umakshi le Rava, Imkein Lamali Lameimar. What do you need to say? Kalamra, Di'i Amidi the Shaykh Beguzma. If it's going on Dafka, we are an exaggeration of Shaykh Belchud Kai. Pshita the Shuas Nami Mutars. It's obvious that by Yeshua would be Mutter. The Kivan the Gazam, since you're exaggerating. V'amar Kushta. Ka'amar. The Kivan the Gazam V'amar, since you're exaggerating. Kushta Ka'amar, you're telling the truth. Rav has another Kasha. V'oi Dumya de Neder Katani. Isn't it similar to Neder? Don't you say just like Nidrei Havai are Mutter, Shuas Havai are Mutter? But it's not similar to Neder at all. By Neder, you're not even, it's talking about you made a Neder to ask her fruits, if such and such. And by Shvua, that's not the case. Look in the Ran, V'oi dumi de Neder katani, kalamer d'chshem sh'nadar mutarin, v'hanu tre gavni, by Nadarim, both cases are mutar. D'mas nisim, kach shvuas mutaris, v'hanu tre gavni. Then both cases should be mutar. If you're interpreting the Mishnah that the guy swore either that he saw Ka'olei Mitzrayim or Nachash Kakaris Beis Habad, you can't say it's mutter, because Kakaris Beis Habad would be a Shvuah Shav. E'ef Shir Shetei Mutaras, it can't be mutter, the Nachash Kakaris Beis Habad. U'tikvase, because the Nachash, like the Kakaris Beis Habad, or the like, the kiva de midoy shaykh be guzma, since it's not shaykh an exaggeration, Vaday shvua shav have. It's definitely a shvua shav. Okay, so let's see Rava's answer. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava said, "Ba'omer yesru peirois ha'olam alai b'shvuah. I asked for all the fruits upon me with a shvuah. Lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh. If I didn't see on this path, ka'olam Mitzrayim." Let's see what how the Ran interprets it. Ella Amar Rava la'olam da'amar shvuah lo ra'isi. Lav Amar Rav Amram. Let's see what this girsa of the round is. The Ran says, "Kolaymer dechi hechi dahasam taninan." The Ran is learning. We learned over there, "Sha'af b'shvua le'machmarina lesser peros alav," that even by a shvua, we're not machmer to aser peros on him. Kidamrinan lekaman. Like we say later on, Hachanami, here too, the Amar Yesru Peres Oilam Alai. The guy says, I asked for the fruits of the world, Ami, Imloi Ro'isi, Kalaimar, Va'akula Gavna Sisakai. It's going on both cases. For Abusa, the Chiddush is Mishum Nachash Kukars Beisabari. The Sakadai Techamina, I would have thought, Nehi, Dibinadarim, Amrinan, Deha Peres Mutarin. Granted that by Nadarim we say the fruits are Mutar. That's because by Nadarim, even though you're not mechavin to answer the fruits, loy lucky, you don't get malchus. Mishum shav. The nether shav, loy ashkechan, we don't find the nether shav. Mishum hachibed dinhush, shenemar, shalaynis gavin, lesser peros. Therefore, it makes sense that to say he never had a mind to answer the fruits. But by shvua, where if he was not mechamin to ask of the fruits, he would get malchus. Sakadai techamina, vaday lesser peros alav niskavin. He's definitely asering fruits. Ki hechi dolay loki, so he doesn't get malchus. Kamash malan da afilu b'shvua samchina na haytaima dechsevim asnisin di lesser peros niskavin loy haya toila yisuran b'tnai kazeh. So, how is Rava learning? Rava is quoting a Gemara later on Daf Chav Ches. Rava is referring to Gemara later on, and he's saying that in this case, where he says, the case is not he just swore straight up, he saw this amount. He's saying, I aser the fruits of the world on me b'shvua if I didn't see. Meaning, and it's going, and the statement that by shvua it's mutter is going on both cases. In the first case, the fruits are mutter because we know you don't mean the nether. But the chiddush is not for that case. The chiddush is that I would have thought by nedarim we say the fruits are mutter because even if he didn't have in mind to aser the fruits, he's not going to get malchus because there's no such thing as another shav. So we say, look, there's no reason to assume he wanted to aser the fruits. And the nether is somewhat truthful. It's truthful. He saw a lot of people. But by a shvua, do we also say that maybe the fruits are mutter because he never meant the shvua? So the answer is no, we can't. You might think he did mean the shvua. Why? Because if he doesn't mean to answer the fruits, then he's going to get malchus for shvua shav. So he must, you see, if he's going to get malchus, if he meant to answer the fruits, then it's a valid shvua. And he won't get malchus for shvua shav. So I would think we should say he's usher in the fruits. Because if he's not usher in the fruits, he's going to get malchus for shvua shav. The chiddush is even by Shvua, we say, no, there's no way he had in mind to aser the fruits, because if he wanted to aser the fruits, he just would have straight up asered the fruits. So, and we're going to give him Malkus for a Shvua Shav. We are going to give him Malkus. It is a Shvua Shav. So then say he wanted to aser the fruits. No, Rava's of the opinion, if he wanted to aser the fruits, he would have straight up aser the fruits. So Rava is learning different than Abaye. Abaye says the case is it's a Shvua that he saw, and it's only going on the case of Ka'ilei Mitzrayim. That's how Abaye learns. Rava says it's going on both cases, and he's asering the fruits, but the fruits are not aser. Even by Shvua, where we would say it is a Shvua Shav, and he'll get Malkus for a Shvua Shav. Okay, so we'll hold it here, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will pick it up. Maybe over Chalamoid, or we'll figure out how to do Daf Chaf Hey, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. Okay? Shkayach. Hatzlach Rabbah. Have a good Yom Tov.
You too. Thank you.
And we'll see you as the Sashem. Kol Tov, Ulas. Regards. Kol Tov. Good Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.